You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined now by Evelyn Reynolds. She lives in Champaign-Urbana and is a professor of sociology at Parkland College there. She also heads the local Black Lives Matter chapter. And Evelyn, you and I spoke pretty extensively for a profile piece I did on the movement in the state. Listeners can find a link to that on our Facebook page. Just look for Illinois Edition. And I thought it would be a good idea for us to touch base on a more regular basis. So that's what we're doing today, obviously. At the time, you were telling me before about the push your group had made to get a task force in the city that would look at racial inequity and how to make positive change. And you have your eye on a multitude of issues concerning race that have relevance all over our state. So first, just refresh us on what exactly Black Lives Matter is and what your chapter in particular does as far as meetings and events.
The Black Lives Matter network, which consists of 39 chapters currently, it's been growing pretty steadily, is a part of the larger Black Lives Matter movement, which includes hundreds, probably thousands of activists nationally and globally. It includes other organizations that have similar goals and perspectives on the situation of Black life in this country. So groups like the Black Youth Project 100, Malcolm X Grassroots Project, and many other groups fall under this umbrella of the Black Lives Matter movement. The Black Lives Matter network has a variety of different angles. One thing that's central to the network is to put marginalized Black groups at the forefront of the struggle, because we feel that once we can empower those most marginalized within the Black community, that will truly, you know, free us all, not just Black people, but all people, free us from some of the strongholds of these, you know, binaries about gender and classism and all these other issues. So the work that Black Lives Matter does varies quite a bit. You know, some of it is very systemic and structural, you know, kind of thinking about the Racial Justice Task Force and all of the meetings that members of our chapter attended to get that task force developed in Champaign County. So attending a lot of meetings with major policy makers and decision makers in our community, like the county board, like the city council, the school board. We've met with many of those individuals from those groups. And so we do look a lot at policies and laws and ways in which they're enacted unfairly and ways in which they create racial disparities. So that's kind of one approach. And the other approach is more micro, kind of thinking about relations within Black communities. And so we spend a lot of time working with Black youth and trying to foster self-love and positive identity in Black youth. A lot of focus on the educational system and their experiences in school and the problems of just kind of the suppression of Black expression and schooling and within our larger community are things that we've kind of found there. So just kind of building stronger relationships among Black folks across class and gender and age lines, and trying to, you know, build more solidarity there is a huge part of what we do as well.
And so you recently made a trip to California to learn more about the Black immigrant community. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I attended the Black Immigration Network Assembly in Los Angeles the week of April 8th, and it was really an amazing experience. I had some familiarity with Black immigrant issues and experiences through the BAJI organization, the Black Alliance for Just Immigration, in which Opal Tometi, one of the Black Lives Matter co-founders, directs that organization. And so I was familiar with that organization, had read several pieces that they had presented and researched. And so I had some familiarity with what was going on. But this conference was very eye-opening. First of all, just to kind of be in a space with so many Black folks across so many, you know, geographic borders. And so there was, you know, Black immigrants from, you know, South America, from Cambodia, you know, even in various parts of Africa, and a lot of Black Americans, of course. And so all of us kind of being in the same space, learning, you know, these differences within our cultures and trying to find that common ground and ways that we can build build coalitions and build solidarity was really impactful and was really wonderful. And then, of course, there was just a lot of, you know, data and statistics and conversation that took place at that assembly that was really informative and just really kind of highlighted the ways that Black immigration is largely invisible in the U.S. discussion of immigration when it's, you know, as just as significant as Latino immigration and immigration of other groups to the U.S. And so that was really highlighted as I found out more information on the population of Black immigrants and some of their experiences, which are very similar to the experiences of other immigrants, but also, you know, that there are some unique characteristics to this population of people. So that conference really sparked my energy for getting more involved at the ground here in our community in Champaign and, you know, wanting to reach out to Black immigrant groups in Champaign County.
I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm speaking with Evelyn Reynolds. She heads the Black Lives Matter chapter in Champaign, Urbana, and she is speaking with us via Skype from her home there. She's been telling us about a trip she made to Los Angeles to learn more about Black immigration. You've already touched on it a bit, Evelyn, but tell us a little bit more about how that information resonates for Champaign and perhaps other communities around the state.
Well, teaching at Parkland College for the last 6 years, I've come in contact with several Congolese students who attend Parkland and who make up, you know, a significant percentage of the Black students at Parkland. And, you know, some things were kind of highlighted in my discussions with them. You know, they talked about kind of language barriers, many of them French-speaking students, and how there weren't, you know, many French translators in town. They talked about kind of issues with navigating the campus and the educational system. They talked about, you know, issues with housing and scholarships and all these different things. And so I'd heard, you know, these pieces from Congolese students. And recently our chapter has started a Black community survey where we're going to predominantly Black areas in Champaign and Urbana and knocking on doors and surveying Black residents and asking them about their experiences in the community and their interactions with police and any issues that they have or anything that they want to say, basically what their needs are. And so interestingly, you know, one of the days that we surveyed, we were in an area that was predominantly Congolese. And what some of these Congolese immigrants said, you know, sounded extremely familiar with what, you know, Black American residents had said as well. You know, they mentioned issues with policing in their community and the constant presence of police and lack of, you know, access to education and jobs and things like that and the barriers to that. But they also mentioned, you know, this inability to connect with Black Americans in town and how that was kind of, you know, a double-edged sword. It kind of made them feel even further isolated and disconnected from the community when they're lumped under this category of being Black, but they don't really have strong relationships with many Black Americans. And actually the relationships and the interactions that they have had with Black Americans have been kind of negative. You know, they feel like many Black Americans have very stereotypical views of Africans and are largely uneducated about Africa. And some of those same things came out at the conference as well. We spent a lot of time talking about the relationship between African or Afro descent immigrants and Black Americans and how it's a strained relationship for most people. We don't understand each other very well. And it's not all because of our own doing. It's largely because of, you know, the system of white supremacy that's constructed, you know, these differences among so many people, of all people, and within the Black community, and the pervasive stereotypes of Africa and Black people and all these sorts of things have created some really significant barriers in our communication and our ability to form bonds. So I was able to see that kind of local national, international connection there with these shared experiences.
And so, as you mentioned, Black Lives Matter in Champaign-Urbana is doing a local survey of immigrants from the Congo. So how far along is that at this point?
You know, the local chapter is just kind of in the initial stages of our community survey and the solidarity building with Black immigrants. So I think there will be much more to come on that in the future. But one issue that I've come across that I thought was important to kind of highlight is that it's really difficult to find information on Black immigrants in our community. Many times they're lumped under the Black or African-American category or lumped under the unknown category. And so it's not even, you know, it's not very easy to, you know, identify these groups within our community. So there's a lot of challenges in this. But I'm really excited from my attendance at the conference and my, you know, the very brief interactions we've had with local Black immigrants. I'm excited about the potential that exists here for solidarity and for coalition building. And I feel like it's a really vital part of, you know, our struggle for Black liberation.
Well, we look forward to chatting with you next time. That's been Evelyn Reynolds, who heads the Champaign-Urbana chapter of Black Lives Matter. She's been telling us about issues facing Black immigrants, and she provided us with some links with more information. So you can find this interview with those links, as well as an in-depth piece about Black Lives Matter and the movement in Illinois on our Facebook page. Just look for Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.